Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Lethal Licorice by Amanda Flower, narrated by Rebecca Mitchell. Chapter 1. When the pig went missing, I knew there would be trouble. "Bailey, honey," Juliet Brody asked me in her sweet southern drawl, "have you seen Jethro?" I looked up from the snack-sized bags of homemade black licorice I was stacking in one corner of Swissman Sweet's competition table. The licorice was my entry in the first round of the Amish confectionery competition, which was like the NBA playoffs, but with way more sugar. No modern cooking implements or methods that included electricity were allowed in the competition, since some Amish districts didn't allow their use even for business. Everything had to be done the Amish way, which meant slow and deliberate. I thought I was up for the challenge of making candy using the Amish methods, but I was learning that it was much more difficult than I'd realized. It couldn't be more different from how I'd learned to make chocolates and candies as Jean-Pierre Rouge's protégé for 6 years at J.P. Chocolates, a high-end chocolate shop in Midtown Manhattan. Jethro? I glanced up and down the row of competition tables. There were 15 tables in all, with Amish candy makers from as far away as Wisconsin and Florida there to compete. Just like mine, every table was cafeteria length, and behind each was a cooking station with an oven and stove that ran on propane. A white awning covered each space. At the table next to mine, an Amish woman removed the candy thermometer from the boiling pot on her stovetop and poured the sugary liquid into waiting candy molds. If Jethro had been there, I was sure I would have seen him. He tended to stand out. There was no sign of the black and white polka-dotted pot-bellied...